You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate Lochte and Debbie Danielson from the Murray Art Guild to tell us all about tomorrow's citywide art hop. Debbie, thanks for coming back on Sounds Good.
Thank you.
It's the small print that's intriguing me.
I had to fit it all on one page. There's so much.
Well, yeah, and I always have to laugh. You know, people say, well, there's nothing to do in Murray, Kentucky.
There's a lot. You just have to read the small print.
Oh, and, you know, and you go into the elevator of Price Doyle Fine Arts, and there are a gazillion concerts. And here is the art hop, because there are so many exhibitions to see that it's wonderful to organize, just dedicate a night to seeing art in Murray, Kentucky.
And what I really like about this particular hop is the range of work, all the way from youth work to international work. So, I mean, there's a lot you can see.
Indeed. And I think you ought to just do the rundown, and then we'll get to the small print, because there's something really cool in there about arcade games that I truly don't understand. And I want you to tell me more about it after we get past the art stuff.
Sure. Well, so there are five locations with six different shows. The Clarum Eagle Gallery is participating with exhibitions in the main gallery, the Goldfield photography exhibit from Australia. And then upstairs in the upper level gallery is a clay exhibition. The Kerr Center Gallery is open with a University of Iowa MFA candidates exhibit, and that exhibit has ceramics, metals, printmaking, and painting. At the Art Guild on 4th Street, there is an exhibit of Willow Furniture by George Beard and Justin Roberts, from one generation to the next. So Justin has been working as George's student, and it's both of their work. That's been pretty fun. At 412 Main Street, which is a vacant building, it's next door to Muggsy's. Main Street is letting us use that for the night for Murray High School to do an exhibit. Ted Dotson students from Murray High School.
Fabulous.
First time they've joined us, so I'm excited for them. And then at the Miller Center, there will be Proofs, which is the Art Guild's regional juried photography exhibition. And then also in the foyer at the Miller Center, we will have the Cardboard Artcade.
That's where, the Cardboard Artcade. What is this?
Well, this is a partnership with Murray Art Guild Youth and Youth from West Kentucky Mentoring. And the whole program was based on or inspired by Kane's Arcade, which you can look up on YouTube. Kane is a 9-year-old, or he's 2 years ago, 9-year-old boy in East L.A., who built a cardboard arcade at his father's auto parts store. The short story is he built it all summer, just cardboard boxes, packing tape, whatever he found around his dad's business, sat out and sold tickets. Nobody ever came. Finally, somebody came, and they bought not only a ticket, but they bought the fun pass where they could play unlimited games. That person just happened to be a filmmaker. He made went back time after time, and he finally asked Kane's father if he could make a short movie. Kane's father said, well, sure, but you're kind of a running joke around here because you're like the only customer. So, and he was shocked because he thought Kane was so creative and they just had made this really intriguing arcade with all the games and gadgets and prizes and tickets and everything. So he put it on his Facebook in L.A. and invited all of L.A. to come. There was a flash mob, 400 people lined up, Fake Kane's Arcade. From that, they established, he made a short movie and put that on YouTube with the goal to raise, $25,000 for Kane, to start a college fund for Kane. And within 2 hours, they had raised over $125,000. So they started a Imagination Foundation with part of that money, where they encourage entrepreneurship, creativity, discovery for kids all across the country. Part of that then in the second year has turned into a global cardboard challenge. So they encourage people all over the world to create with cardboard, create robots, create arcades, whatever, and then present it in your community. You can raise funds for that if you want. With the funds raised, you can send that to the Imagination Foundation, or you can support something in your community. Funds raised Friday night, we're donating to West Kentucky Mentoring. So we had 18 kids from West Kentucky Mentoring and from the Art Guild. We had three two-hour sessions, cardboard, packing tape, and markers. And they worked for just nonstop creating. There's a test your strength game, which is one of my favorites. There's a pinball game. There's a tap it game. So they came up with the ideas, designed the games, and then built them. And it was just been great fun. Shannon Duffy helped and several other adult volunteers. So it was wonderful.
See, I knew it was it must be pretty neat. Is it up already?
No, it's still at the West Kentucky Mentoring. Steve Bishop's coming tomorrow with a trailer, and we'll cart it over to the Miller Center and set it up. I think there's 9 games and a ticket booth that we'll be setting
up. Of course.
Yeah, you've got to have a ticket booth.
Well, that just sounds like great fun. And We ought to stipulate that this art hop is do-it-yourself hopping.
Yes, it is. There is no longer a trolley available, so we're encouraging a walk, bike, carpool event. And people, you don't have to be anywhere at any certain time. It's stop and go, come and go, start anywhere, end up anywhere. There's refreshments at all the different venues. Jump in.
Now, I have to advise, I have experienced the Eagle Gallery's exhibits, mm-hmm. and the Goldfield exhibit takes some time. Mm-hmm. Not because there are that many works, but because you want to stop and just experience the videography,
right.
and the sound. I was looking at the Simulacra mm-hmm. exhibit, mm-hmm. which is, when you say ceramics, it's very clever ceramics.
Right, right.
But I was looking at it, and I was hearing all of this interesting, just sort of natural sound, and I realized I was hearing the Goldfields exhibit that I hadn't heard because I did it too quickly the first time.
So it was all coming from upstairs.
Yeah, and you really need to stand in there are these three very large screens, and you have to just sort of be with it for mm-hmm. a while to know what that artist experienced when she was in the bush. It's really mm-hmm. it's really quite interesting.
I look forward to seeing it. I haven't been able to see it yet. And that's a thing about the hop. You can use that to get familiar with the exhibits, and then I think everything is up for some time. So,
there you go.
You shouldn't just come to galleries during openings, They're open all the time.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it mm-hmm. because I thought, geez, you can't make all of this and
right.
adequately do that when mm-hmm. much justice. The MFA candidates, have you seen that show?
I haven't.
Okay, so that's one that you're mm-hmm. ready to dip into.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's in the Kerr Center Gallery, which is downstairs.
Right.
Is that the first level?
Mm-hmm. If you park in the Chestnut parking lot and go in that downstairs entrance, the gallery's right there on your right.
And then the Eagle Gallery is in Price Doyle Fine Arts, 2 floors below WKMS Studios.
Right, so on the 6th floor.
Yeah, we used to be the 6th floor.
I know, I have to stop and think.
Oh, boy, that was fun that year. Then once again, there's a show with Murray High School Student Art at 412 Main next to Muggsy's. And then Murray Art Guild has the Willow Furniture. Can you tell the difference between the master and the apprentice anymore?
I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, some people can, but I haven't been able to.
Yeah. This is a great human story with George and Justin forming a relationship mm-hmm. that has led to greater creativity and production.
And there are pieces there that George made in 1987, I think, and then some that the varnish was still drying on. So it's really nice to see the range.
Interesting. And then that you got to get ready, get your game face on and play at the Art Cave.
Mm-hmm.
That's yep. so much fun. Thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Never heard of Kane's Arcade.
Oh, look for the YouTube video.
Will do.
Mm-hmm.